I think they're getting healthier. Guys are starting to play better. I think a big thing with us when we played them, Chad Green was out, which is a huge part of their defense. So, but in the secondary, they're the guys we faced, you know, earlier, and most of them were there last year. But a good group, very good safety play, and very solid defense that might be coming a little bit more aggressive.
They've done a good job getting after the passer too, and Mike Zimmer's usually pretty aggressive. You guys like that though? Is that playing your hands?
It does. I mean, if we execute the way we can, I mean, it allows us to have opportunities to make big plays. You get the one-on-one matchups that you want, and if you're able to win that one-on-one matchup, there's a lot of room to run. So on the outside, we'd like it. I don't know about the guys inside. I'm sure they prefer only four guys coming at them, but they do a good job of holding up and communicating and giving Aaron time.
In your experience, how much more difficult is it to get off to a fast start like you've had in the past few weeks when you're on the road?
It shouldn't be different. I mean, that's what's sometimes baffling, because I was talking to someone the other day. It's the same game on the same field, just different place. So it's just, you know, going out and execute. And I think we'll be able to do that and hopefully stay on the role we've been on. But it just making sure we're focused, ready to go play. Obviously, crowd noise will play a little bit into it. But, I mean, we're still able to communicate and get in the right plays, and just you got to go out and execute.
Are you okay with the Metrodome being put out to pasture?
I didn't really mind the place, to be honest with you. I didn't like running upstairs at halftime, which was not the enjoyable part. But besides that, I mean, especially once the baseball team let the, you know, put in the new field and everything. So I don't have too bad of memories, at least.
You're just shy of reaching 1,000 yards in the season. Do you pay attention to anything like that?
Not really. I mean, we kind of have to because we get to talk to you guys. But I mean, you know kind of where you're at. Been able to, you know, have some good games and rack up a lot of yards, and hopefully it continues.
With the role you guys are on offensively, Jordy, how do you maintain the mystical?
To me, it's pretty easy because there's always plays you screwed up, especially for myself last week. So that kind of ruined my Saturday afternoon and evening. So there's little things that we can pick apart. We didn't capitalize in the red zone a couple times last week. Obviously, the defensive scores and the special teams helped us out a lot, but there's always something. If it's better on third down, better in red zone, individually, the way you run a route, even though it might not show up in the stat book, but you know if you did a good job or not. So you just have to be a pro and continue to work at it.
Mentally, how do you handle when you face a team that you handled quite well the first time? You can tell yourself all you want it's going to be a different game, and in the back of your mind, you're like, yeah, we had it pretty easy against these guys.
Right. It's a little different going on the road, so you know the mentality of them. It's going to be tougher on the road. They're a little bit of a different defense. Like I said, they've became a little bit more aggressive compared to what they were. We got some of our guys back. But, again, it goes back to being a pro and making sure you want to go out and execute. And, you know, at the end of the day, we want to go out and be successful and take advantage of those opportunities that you get.